Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry. You're listening to Lee Williams, and you know what? So am I.
He said it really has been nice being with you, but I'm afraid that I've got to leave. As you know, I'm a rodeo cowboy. I heard they're riding bulls down in Mesquite. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, breaking bronks and getting broke. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know. On the day you think today is the big one, I'm walking away with all that they own. Then you're lying, hurting, hearing someone saying, give him a hand, that's all that cowboy's taking home. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, breaking broncs and getting broke. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know. When you're down and you're really feeling sorry, and you go for a drink in some bar, then someone points at you and you hear them whisper, over there stands a rodeo star. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, breaking broncs and getting broke. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know. That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know.
Just a quick word now with Jeannie Seeley.
Thank you. So nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and your new album is just so good.
Well, I am so glad to hear that. You know, I was very apprehensive going into the studio with all of your own material. One minute I'd be excited, and the next minute it's like, well, maybe these songs aren't all that good after all, you know, judging your own material. And finally, I just decided, you know, at my age, I need to document my art, good or bad. There it is. You decide if you like it.
Well, they're great songs. They're great country songs.
Thank you.
Great stories and, you know, great meaning.
Thank you. Yeah, most of them were written from reality. Those songs weren't written by appointment. They just came, you know, came with the territory.
And you're still performing all the time. You're on the Opry and on the road.
Right, I am. I love what I do, and I love people. And Willie Nelson said it best one time when somebody said, Willie, are you ever going to retire? And he said, retire from what?
Yeah.
You know, because this is our hobby. It's just absolutely a way of life. And the Opry especially is a way of life. When I'm off on a Saturday night, I'm like, what do people do on Saturday night? And, well, I was off last night, and I had some friends visiting from England and Denmark. And so I took them to the Grand Ole Opry. That's what I do on my night off. And ran into Mark Wills. Mark was off, and he was there. Sharon White was there. It's just a way of life for all of us.
It's a big family here, isn't it?
It is. It is.
We all help each other and support.
We do.
Unlike the pop world.
Well, I've never spent much time in their world, but I'm told that quite often, that people are amazed when they come to Nashville. And
so how's the reaction for the album on this side of the water?
It's been really, really good. Very, very positive, all of it. I'm just amazed. And I was laughing, T.G. Shepherd, we've been seeing each other at different events, and T.G. said, you know what? I'm busier now than when I was hot. And I guess that's it. It's just great, though, that people are. I think it's so great for me to hear new music from my other peers, you know, that people kind of think that maybe we're just resting on our laurels, and none of us really want to. I just mentioned I was on the air with Bill Cody a while ago, and I said, you know, despite trends, we live in the best era ever because we can hear anything we want and mostly see it any time of the day or night. It's just a wonderful era to live in.
And it's so good now that there seems to be so many more outlets for traditional country music on TV and radio, which, you know, a few years there wasn't that.
Well, we mentioned that too. I think people are hungry. They're hungry for reality, you know, and that's what country music is.
Jeannie City, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Lee, for being with us. Appreciate it. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seely with the Grand Ole Opry. You're listening to Lee Williams, and you know what? So am I.
There ain't was Jesse, though the others just fell by the way. We're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jesse? But are you sure Audrey done it this way? Jan couldn't live with Big Harlan.
Sure as hell couldn't.
Tammy finally gave up on Joan. But we've still got old Hank and old Waylon. Course that's almost like being alone. We're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jesse? Though the others just fell by the way, we're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jesse? But are you sure Audrey done it this way? Dottie traded Bill for a drummer. Who knows what Sammy's looking for? But Jesse, you're the third one, you're the charmer. As of this writing, I'm Mrs. the fourth. But we're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jesse? Though the others just fell by the way, we're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jesse? But are you sure Audrey done it this way?
We're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jeannie? Though the others just fell by the way. We're still hanging in there, ain't we, Jeannie? But are you sure Audrey done it this way?